Yo, what's up? It's your boy, DJ Dirty, your girl's favorite DJ, representing the Pulse-Radio.com and Familiar Face Radio. I have a special guest, well, two special guests on the phone. I'll allow them to introduce themselves. Who I got on the phone today?
Well, what up, man? T-Can Cash. You got to know we in the building, man.
What's good? What's good? How y'all doing today?
Hey, man, we blessed, bro. How you feeling?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So, TK and Cash, for people who don't know, they're actually signed to Columbia Records right now. And they have the hit new single, Mind Right, and a project that has actually dropped, too. So I want to ask them a couple questions. Starting off, how long have you all been in the game?
Oh, man, we've been in the game for a minute, man. We got our first start at the age of 15, 16 years old with Disturbing the Peace. You know, that situation didn't really go that far, but, you know, I mean, we learned a lot, man. No love lost. Lil right. Steel, one of our, mentors, Shaka, Jeff, you know what I mean? So definitely shout out to them. And, you know, we just locked ourselves in the studio, started writing a lot of records. You know, we got some placements on, like, Meek Mill, Trey Songz, Juicy J, Kevin Gates, et cetera, man. So,
that's crazy.
You know, once again, you know, we went on tour, touring all around the country. Locked ourselves back in the studio and came up with Mind Right. Now we're here talking to you, bro.
Nice, man. Sounds like some good work ethic going on over there. That's good. So, where are y'all from?
We're from Augusta, Georgia. Same hometown as James Brown.
Nice. You got the soul in you. I see. All right, so next up. It shows, well, you, as you spoke about, you linked up with DTP early. How did the transition from DTP to Columbia happen? Was it the grinding that you spoke about, going on tour, locking yourself in the basement or whatever? How did that come about?
Really, after we got on tour and everything, after we locked ourselves back in the studio, we came up with Mind Right. And Mind Right got leaked by DJ Radio, and then from there, you know, the song just started spreading on the internet. So we decided to put it out, and then all of our peers started putting it out, and fans just started gravitating towards the song. And like, I feel like a week later, Columbia Records reached out.
Crazy, yeah. The Mind Right joint's crazy right now. So shout out to y'all for rocking that. All right, so next question.
Yeah, no doubt.
What sets you all apart from any other artists, not just Atlanta artists, but artists, period? Because I know you get a lot of questions about Atlanta artists, but just period, what sets you both apart from everybody?
It's TK and Cash. You know, all we can do is tell our story. Nobody has the same story as TK and Cash. You know what I mean? So definitely all we can do is be us, man. You know, when people try to be different, you know, they end up being the same because everybody's trying to be different, not be themselves. So
true.
Definitely, man. That's all we can do. Working hard, ton of it.
No doubt. All right, so I know you're a little young. What's your age range? I don't want to give out too much, but how old are you all?
I don't know. TK is 21, Cash, I'm 22.
Nice. So it's dope to be that young to be able to hear yourself on the radio. What was your first reaction when you heard your song on the radio? I know it might not have been Mind Right, but even before that, what was your first reaction when you heard yourself on the radio?
Oh, man, it was crazy. Like we said, we've been grinding so long. Our first radio set, we was like 13, like 12 or 13.
Damn.
In Augusta, Georgia. And it was, it was a great feeling, you know what I mean, just to hear our stuff on the radio. But now it's even better because it's playing all around the world, like all around the country, multiple times. And people hit us up daily like, man, we just heard Mind Right on the radio. We just heard it. So that's even a greater blessing.
Yeah, definitely a blessing. So when you're touring and you're doing your shows, how does it feel like when you first see people rapping the words without you even having to say them?
Oh, man, like it's just, it goes back to saying you hear, you know, your song on the radio for the first time. It's that feeling, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, man, a blessing. No Handouts Tour is definitely going crazy right now. So, you know, shout out to everybody who's coming out to the No Handouts Tour, man. It's definitely, we definitely appreciate it.
No doubt. Speaking of No Handouts, that's your latest project, correct?
Correct. It's on livemixtapes.com or tkandcash.com. That's tkandcash.com.
Nice. So for people who haven't heard it, what can they expect? Can they expect some production from anybody they might have heard of, any collaborations? What can they expect on No Handouts?
Oh, yeah, man, really, you know, we're going to speak real-life situations. We only talk about real-life situations that we really go through. And on No Handouts, that's what we talk about. You know, you're not deserving of anything in life, so we talk about not you know, owing anybody and just going to get it out the mud. You got Pee Wee Longway on the tape. You got Baron Hall Fresh on the tape. You got Young Scoot on the tape. You got Metro Boomin. You got DJ Spin, Beethoven, Cat, Stupid Beats. He the one who actually made mine right. And then, you know, that's pretty much it. We just really wanted to keep it ourselves.
Nice, yeah. I was listening to her earlier, and that check produced by Metro Boomin, crazy. The whole tape, crazy. So definitely, I want everybody to make sure they check that out. Let's see what else. Do you compete with each other when you hear your verses? Like when you're in the studio, do you hear TK's rhymes and be like, nah, I can't let him just beat me like that? How do you act in the studio?
Oh man, it's just like we just have fun, man. And of course, if you ain't competing, you ain't doing nothing. Like I always want to have the best verse. Cash, vice versa, you always want to have the best verse. So it's definitely a competition.
That's
and
good.
We all, you know, we keep each other going. We come out with the best song.
For sure, when you're competing with each other like that, that's always gonna make you both better. So that's gonna make the music even sound better. That's dope. So when you're in the studio, are there any essentials that you need? You know, some people need to have some girls around. Some people need some drinks. What are some essentials you need in the studio?
Man, we just need our producers in there, Cassie J. We need Stupid Beat, and we need exotic music. We lock ourselves in the studio, and then it's just me, TK, and them. And, you know, we just vibing out, and we just having a good time, man.
Nice. So since Mine Right has taken off, and this, you know, it's everywhere. What do you need? I know the song says it, but what do you need to get your mind right?
It's hard to say, man, because it changes. You know what I mean? But as of right now, man, all you need, you know, you can always keep this for God first,
yeah.
Family, music, and man, whatever else you prefer that day. But all three things I said before, definitely I said something.
Not a bad answer. You always got to keep your guy and family up top. So that'll definitely keep your mind right.
Okay.
All right, so are you on tour right now, correct?
Say that again?
You're on tour right now?
Oh, yeah, we're on tour right now. We're back in Atlanta for like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're back at it. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. Then we're in Dayton, Ohio. Then we're coming to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Then we're in Indianapolis. Yeah, we all over, man.
Yeah, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. Dayton's going to show y'all some love, I promise you. And I'm in Columbus right now, so we're looking forward to seeing you up in Ohio and getting that good Midwest love. I know the Southern love is a totally different thing, but that Midwest, y'all going to have some fun up here. Just make sure you bring a coat because it's a little cold up here right now. It's you might freeze a little bit, but, you know, that changes within hours. So since you're on tour, what are the best and the worst things about being on tour?
The best things about being on tour is, you know, gaining fans and, you know, actually meeting the people who listen to your songs every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, finally being able to see them. I wouldn't really say that's the worst part of tour, like a worst part of the music at all. You know what I mean? It's getting up in the morning. So we be so excited. Yeah, man. We be 18, 20 hour days sometimes, 2 hours of sleep.
That's that grind, that work ethic y'all was talking about at the beginning. So I know y'all getting used to that. That's good though. That's good. And I have one last question. So do you have any big plans for 2015 and beyond? Like where do you want to see yourself or what are your big plans? I know sky's the limit, but where do you want to be at?
I mean, 2015, man, you know, just keep working, man. Tunnel vision, you know, making all our dreams come true as far as winning awards, you know, being on the best shows, staying on the road, connecting with our fans. TV shows, movies, et cetera, you know what I mean? Whatever comes our way, you know what I mean? We're just going to keep praying about the situation, our situation, keep working.
Nice. So I appreciate y'all taking time out your busy schedule while you're on tour and everything, and talking to us and talking to me about everything. I'm looking forward to seeing you all. I've been watching and I've heard from King Sal. That's my dude from down there, and he's always been talking about you. And hearing this interview has made it 10 times even better. So salute to you both.
We definitely appreciate y'all.
No doubt. So before I let you go, do you have any? Can you let people know where they can once again follow you, tweet you, Instagram, website, where they can holler at you?
Yeah, man, make sure you hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Everything is at TK and Cash. That's TK, the letter N, Cash. TKandCash.com. You can go get No Handouts on Live Mixtapes. You can go get No Handouts on there, too. So everything is TK, the letter N, Cash. It's TK and Cash of everything.
Well, TK and Cash, God bless. Thank y'all for coming through and talking on the phone with me. Y'all have a great time. It's DJ Duro, your girl's favorite DJ out of Columbus, Ohio. Y'all have a good night, all right?
100, man. We appreciate you calling.
For sure.